As the nation reacts to recent shootings of black men by police, San Antonio public officials and community members met to take the pulse of police relations here. It's hard to know how candid or productive the meeting was because it was not open to the media or general public. Mayor Ivy Taylor created her Council on Police-Community Relations to discuss topics like police accountability, community policing, and transparency. In a news conference after its first meeting, Taylor said the event was held in private with invited participants because she wanted honest discussion.
It worked very well. I think it helped to establish some relationships that were unexpected, and that sets a great foundation for us to work on issues that are difficult, that are emotional, and that are challenging.
The mayor's office says several of the more than 30 group members were worried the meeting would be a publicity stunt if reporters were inside. UTSA criminal justice professor Michael Gilbert led the discussion.
Well, I recommended that it be closed to the media, and I did it for a specific reason. We used circle processes last night to get a dialogue going. And you can't have honest dialogue where people are afraid to say what they have to say or what they want to say or what they need to say.
Participants sat in a circle, used only first names, and passed around a speaking stone. Dr. Gilbert says confidentiality is key to these sorts of dialogues working. But Mayor Taylor says future meetings will likely be open to the public. The group included community leaders, police officers, activists, and clergy. Some shared personal stories of police interactions. Mayor Taylor formed the group after City Council approved a new contract between the city and the police union earlier this month.
Given some of the incidents that we've had locally, as well as concerns that came up during the discussion and debate about our contract with the Police Officers Association, I really felt it was important for us to try to be proactive, not just wait for something to happen and then have a contentious community meeting.
Activists like Jonathan David Jones fought that contract because they thought it lacked proper accountability measures. Jones says he was pleased to be invited to the group, but he's still feeling it out.
I wouldn't say it's a good start, but it is a start, so I'm appreciative of that. I have mixed feelings about it, just hearing some of the comments, hearing some of the attitudes.
The mayor says the goals for these meetings are to encourage police and community to talk and work together, to improve recruitment and training, and to increase officer accountability and transparency. Manera Small is on the committee and part of a group called Moms of Black Boys United. She says dialogue is great, but they need to go much farther than that.
It is important to us that we actually put a platform in effect that is not only going to work for San Antonio, but is going to be a module that can be used everywhere, because the issue of police brutality and negative community policing is an issue everywhere. And if it is not fixed at the core of the problem, then we're going to continue to see these viral stories everywhere.
Earlier this year, a San Antonio police officer shot an unarmed black man named Anthony Scott, claiming he mistook his cell phone for a gun. Scott lost his life. Officer John Lee kept his job. Chief William McManus says the mayor's meeting is in line with reform efforts at his department.
This kind of dialogue is one of the things that's recommended in the 21st Century Policing Report. So we're ahead of the game there even.
The San Antonio Police Officers Association opposes some parts of SAPD's 21st century policing reform efforts. But the union's vice president, Dean Fisher, was at the meeting and says sitting down and talking is common sense. Mayor Taylor says future meetings will be scheduled soon, and some will be public, some will not. Aaron Trank, Texas Public Radio News.